You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony provides a truly holistic overview of health and vital well-being that will assist you in living your best life. Each week, she brings you fascinating topics about the Law of Attraction, Eastern medicine, as well as energy medicine that will help you to release physical and emotional blocks. It's time to create a truly magical life, full of abundance, health, love, and happiness. Dr. Tony has the answers you have been waiting for.
Welcome, everyone, to Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony. I am really happy you are joining me today. Chronic inflammation has become more prevalent over the years, and it has been linked to a number of diseases. While inflammation is essential for wound healing, chronic inflammation can wreak havoc on your health. So it's very important to deal with it and take the necessary steps to take care of it as soon as possible. So today, I will be sharing with you lifestyle changes that will help you reduce your risk of inflammation. Let's start by defining inflammation. Inflammation is a biological response triggered by the immune system. When irritants or pathogens are damaging cells, the immune system signals the inflammatory response. Infections, wounds, and any damage to tissue would not be able to heal without an inflammation response. Inflammation is the body's first line of defense against harm. It is the body's attempt to self-protection and to begin the healing process. This process is called acute inflammation. However, long-term inflammation, lasting for prolonged periods of several months to years, is called chronic inflammation. Chronic inflammation can eventually cause several diseases and conditions, including some cancers, autoimmune disorders, and rheumatoid arthritis. Simply put, this harmful inflammation is the mortal enemy of your health. It can damage your heart and brain, throw your digestive system completely out of whack, make your joints feel stiff and achy, and even ruin the color and texture of your skin. It is irrefutable at this point. More and more scientific research is clearly showing that inflammation is the common link that fast-tracks age and makes us look and feel old before your time. So reducing inflammation throughout your body may be the single most important thing you can do on a daily basis to look and feel your best. Let's take a deeper look into the ugly sides of chronic inflammation. Chronic inflammation can result from the following. When the body fails to eliminate the cause of acute inflammation, such as the times of infection organisms like fungi and other parasites, the harmful agent remains in the affected tissue. Exposure to low level of a particular irritant or foreign material, including substances or industrial chemicals that cannot be eliminated. An autoimmune disorder in which the immune system attacks healthy tissue. Biochemical inducers leading to excess oxidative stress, mitochondrial dysfunction, and increased production of free radical molecules. The World Health Organization, or WHO, ranks chronic diseases as the greatest threat to human health. Years of research conclude that chronic inflammatory diseases are the most significant cause of death in the world. Years of research have identified some common signs and symptoms that develop as a result of chronic inflammation. Body pain, constant fatigue and insomnia, depression, anxiety and mood disorders, gastrointestinal complications like constipation, diarrhea, acid reflux, weight gain, and frequent infections. Many diseases have been attributed to chronic inflammation, and some examples include asthma, cancer, heart disease, neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's disease, obesity, rheumatoid arthritis, sinusitis, type 2 diabetes, ulcerative colitis, and Crohn's disease. Numerous risk factors have been identified that promote a low-level inflammatory response, and these include age, obesity, diet, smoking, low sex hormones, stress, and sleep disorders. Can you think what most of these risk factors have in common? These risk factors, besides age, are all controllable through lifestyle changes. That is why I will spend the remainder of our time together discussing ways to prevent chronic inflammation. Smoking is a significant contributor to inflammation and is a lifestyle factor that is totally controllable. Cigarette smoking is associated with lowering the production of anti-inflammatory molecules and inducing inflammation. You always have the option to talk to your doctor for help in kicking the habit, or find a natural health practitioner such as a hypnotherapist that can help you quit. One of the best ways to reduce inflammation is in the refrigerator. An anti-inflammatory diet should include foods such as tomatoes, olive oil, green leafy vegetables such as spinach, kale, and collards, nuts like almonds and walnuts, fatty fish like salmon, tuna, and sardines, fruits such as strawberries, blueberries, cherries, and oranges. These foods are high in natural antioxidants and polyphenols, which are protective compounds found in plants to reduce inflammation. Look for ways to add a little garlic or spice when you're cooking to your dinner every night. Fragrant and pungent spices may seem like they will have a potential to aggravate inflammation, but research suggests that they actually do the opposite. In fact, there's evidence to suggest incorporating garlic or herbs and spices such as turmeric, rosemary, cinnamon, cumin, ginger, and fenugreek decreases inflammation that could eventually lead to heart disease, brain degenerative conditions, cancer, autoimmune disorders, and respiratory issues. Also, incorporate 1,000 milligrams of omega oils daily, either from a fish or a vegan source. You can find vegan supplements derived from plants like udus oil. I prefer the vegan version because that way I make sure that the source is clean and free from mercury that fish may contain. Also, take at least 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C daily, which is an antioxidant and can help you fight the oxidative stress that inflammation may cause in your body. You can also take my digestive tea daily. It's highly anti-inflammatory and it also keeps your gut healthy, especially if you're under chronic stress or exposed to chemicals and medications that can create leaky gut. You can find my tea on my website at www.dsanddavidrsandrosetonywithanicamacho.com, and it is under the autoimmune category or under digestion. Also, try as much as possible to eat organic foods. A number of pesticides can cause neurotoxicity. Insecticides, which kill insects by targeting their nervous system, have a neurotoxic effect in mammals as well. The effects of pesticides on the nervous system may be involved in their acute toxicity, as is in the case of most insecticides, or may contribute to chronic neurodegenerative disorders, most notably Parkinson's disease. Additionally, studies have demonstrated that glyphosate, an active ingredient in herbicides and pesticides, is the most important causal factor in the development of gluten intolerance. There are also other active ingredients in pesticides that are estrogen disruptors, so they cause hormone imbalances that could lead to gynecological cancers. And they have also been linked to many chronic illnesses and autoimmune disorders. I know organic food costs a little bit more, but not having pesticides, chemicals, irradiation exposure makes it completely worth it. Exposure to all these chemicals is one of the reasons why it's so important to cleanse and detox several times a year. I know a lot of you are super busy and do not have time to perform a detox diet several times a year. And that is why I recommend that at least you take an herbal detox supplement that will help you get rid of these chemicals in your body. I have a wonderful herbal supplement for this. Even my clients going through chemotherapy have benefited from the supplement. I had a client in particular that doctor said that within a month of taking the supplement, her liver was in better shape than before she even started chemo. He was amazed that this happened, even while she was going through chemo, which is so hard on the organs. And even only a few weeks before she started going on this herbal supplement, they needed to stop her chemotherapy treatment because her liver was not healthy enough to continue. So there you have it. If she was helped by this supplement, imagine how well it works for the rest of us. Now, if you do want to try a healthy diet, try the Mediterranean diet or a whole foods diet. Numerous studies have now shown that the Mediterranean diet is associated with weight loss and reduced risk of heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and premature death. Here's some sample meals for the Mediterranean diet. Day 1. For breakfast, you can have Greek yogurt with strawberries and oats. For lunch, Try a whole grain sandwich with vegetables. And for dinner, a tuna salad dressing, olive oil, and a piece of fruit for dessert. On day two, you can try oatmeal and raisins for breakfast. For lunch, leftover tuna salad from the night before. And for dinner, a salad with tomato, olives, and chicken. You can find tons of resources on the Mediterranean Diet online, so Google it and see if you like it. When it comes to reducing inflammation in the body, it is not only the foods that you eat, but also the foods you don't eat that impact you. So try to avoid or limit these foods as much as possible. Refined carbohydrates, such as white bread and pastries, French fries and other fried foods, soda and other sugar-sweetened beverages, red meat in the form of burgers or steaks, and processed meat like hot dogs and sausages, margarine, shortening, and lard, and of course, artificial coloring and flavoring. Another diet that can be useful to keep inflammation in check is the low glycemic diet. The low glycemic or low GI diet is based on the concept of the glycemic index, a measure that ranks foods according to their effect on your blood sugar levels. There are three GI ratings. Low is considered 55 or less, medium 56 to 69, and high is 70 or more. Studies have shown that the low GI diet may result in weight loss, reduced blood sugar levels, and lower risk of heart disease and type 2 diabetes. When following the low glycemic diet, incorporate the following low GI foods. Bread, it must be whole grain, multigrain, rye, and sourdough. Breakfast cereals like porridge made with whole oats, muesli, and all bran. Always stick with whole grain cereals. Fruits such as apple, strawberries, apricots, peaches, plums, pears, and kiwi. Vegetables such as carrots, broccoli, cauliflower, celery, tomatoes, and zucchini. And of course, all the green vegetables, especially the leafy ones. Starchy vegetables such as Carisma and Nicola potato varieties, sweet potatoes with orange flesh, corn, and yams. Legumes such as lentils, chickpeas, baked beans, butter beans, kidney beans. And as you know, I always recommend that both legumes and grains should be soaked overnight or at least 7 hours before cooking them. Otherwise, they have enzyme inhibitors and phytic acid that can interfere with digestion. You can eat pasta and noodles too, but pasta like soba noodles, bechamel noodles, and rice noodles. You can eat rice, but it has to be brown rice and brown basmati rice, long grain and short grain brown rice too. Other grains like quinoa, barley, pearl couscous, buckwheat, and semolina. Any dairy substitute is fine, like almond milk, soy milk, hemp milk, etc. Exercise is another essential step in reducing inflammation. Try to participate in 30 to 45 minutes of aerobic exercise and 10 to 25 minutes of weight or resistance training at least 4 to 5 times per week. No matter how healthy your diet is, low-grade inflammation isn't going to go away if stress levels run continuously high. And even if stress isn't too much of a daily problem for you, learning how to manage and cope with it when it does occur is key for preventing new inflammation. Finding healthy ways to escape that stress, for example, by taking herbal supplements, practicing yoga, meditating, or taking a short walk, provides quick relief psychologically and anti-inflammatory effects physiologically. Stress signals the body to produce a hormonal response known as fight or flight. While stress serves as a protection mechanism to alert us of harm, many people today are living in a constant state of chronic stress. There are many times throughout the day our body is in a state of stress, and we may not even realize it. Tense muscles from sitting or straining at the computer can cause this. This strain can easily be remedied by completing a mental body scan several times a day. You may notice if you're holding on to tension without even realizing. Remind yourself to relax your face. Relaxing your face will instantly calm your breath and signal your body that you're not in a state of stress. Chronic stress causes stress-related hormones to be continuously present in the body, causing inflammation. There are countless of techniques for managing stress, and some can double as physical exercise. A few common methods include yoga, meditation, guided imagery, gratitude journaling, practice deep breathing, walking, and of course, herbal supplements. And you can find many herbal supplements to manage stress and anxiety on my website. Another surefire way to stop stress on its tracks is deep breathing. We tend to breathe shallowly throughout the day, and stress can naturally make that breathing quicker and even more shallow. However, when we take a moment to breathe more deeply, fully utilizing our lung capacity, our entire physiology changes. When you breathe deeply, your brain responds by sending the body a message to calm down and relax. There are some simple breathing exercises anyone can master to instantly reduce stress. Let me review them with you. The first one is belly breathing. Belly breathing can lower your stress levels, reduce your blood pressure, and regulate other important bodily processes. Here's the basic procedure for belly breathing. First, sit or lie in a comfortable position with your shoulders relaxed. Place one hand on your chest and the other on your stomach. Inhale through your nose for about 2 to 4 seconds. You should experience the air moving through your nostrils into your abdomen and making your stomach expand. During this type of breathing, make sure your stomach is moving outward while your chest remains relatively still. Purse your lips as if you're about to blow out a candle and gently press on your stomach as you exhale slowly for about 2 to 4 seconds. Repeat these steps several times for best results. If you're not finding it easy to do belly breathing, here's a tip. If you put your hands behind your neck, you will automatically deep breathe. Practice this daily for 5 minutes while you're watching TV or before bedtime. And you will see that with time, your body will get used to belly breathing, and you will be able to practice deep breathing exercises without having to have your hands behind your neck anymore. Once you master belly breathing, you can try more advanced techniques such as the 4-7-8 breathing. And here are the basics. Take a deep breath. Slow breath from your belly and silently count to 4 as you breathe in. Hold your breath and silently count from 1 to 7. Breathe out completely as you silently count from 1 to 8. Try to get all the air out of your lungs by the time you count to 8. Repeat this exercise 3 to 7 times or until you feel calm. Getting restful sleep every night is essential in combating inflammation. While we sleep, our body performs key healing and restoring processes, including detoxing. The average healthy adult needs 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night. Are you getting enough? If you wake up feeling tired or feel sluggish during the day, you need more sleep. If you have difficulty getting to sleep or staying asleep, try developing a nighttime routine to help signal your body when it's time to rest. And that can include avoid eating or drinking caffeine in the hours before bedtime. Participate in calming activities such as going for a walk, meditation, or stretching. Try turning off electronics an hour before going to sleep. Take a warm bath, journal, and you can also take herbal supplements like the ones you can find on my website to help you sleep. One of my favorite herbal teas to help me sleep is a moon milk tea made with ashwagandha. Moon milk contains a blend of adaptogens and spices to help inspire a blissful night's rest. You have heard me many times before mention adaptogen herbs. They are herbs and plants that have been used for centuries to provide therapeutic benefits and help the human body deal with physical and mental stressors. To improve sleep, try the Sleepy Time Moon Milk with adaptogen ashwagandha paired with nutmeg and cinnamon daily for at least a couple of weeks. Take it about half hour to an hour before bedtime. And the ingredients are 1 cup of milk substitute. It could be almond, coconut, hemp milk, whatever is your preferences. 1/2 teaspoon of ground ashwagandha powder. 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. 1/4 teaspoon of ground ginger. 1 pinch of ground nutmeg, 1 teaspoon of coconut oil or coconut butter, honey or maple syrup to taste. To make this tea, bring the milk to a slow simmer, but don't let it boil. Once the milk is hot, whisk in the ashwagandha, cinnamon, ginger, and nutmeg. Gently simmer for 5 minutes. Stir in the coconut oil or butter and pour the moon milk into a cup. Sweeten with honey or maple syrup to taste if desired. What you do as part of your routine is up to you. Just keep in mind a clutter-free, cool room is ideal for adequate sleep. We often engage in a few activities that may also be aggravating inflammation in our bodies. For example, if you like having a nightly cocktail or a glass of wine, consider abstaining for a few days. This doesn't have to be long-term, but cutting out alcohol briefly while making other anti-inflammatory diet and lifestyle changes helps the body calm down and reduce existing inflammation. While research suggests that moderate alcohol consumption offers some benefits, the problem is that it's easy to cross the line from beneficial and anti-inflammatory to harmful and inflammatory. And in the end, the harmful effects are worse than the benefits that we gain from alcohol, so it's really not worth it. If you drink 1 to 3 cups of coffee or other caffeinated drinks a day, consider swapping one of those for a cup of green tea instead. Green tea leaves are packed with polyphenol compounds, which can help reduce free radical damage to stop further inflammation. Studies suggest that regularly drinking green tea can help reduce your risk of Alzheimer's disease, cancer, and joint conditions. There's a lot of hype around probiotics today, and we all are taking them. But are you supporting those good microbes already living in you? Protect those existing good bacteria by cutting out added sugars, trans fats, and focusing on choosing primarily whole and minimally processed food. It is also worth consuming probiotic-rich foods such as sauerkraut, kombucha, miso, or kimchi every single day. Strengthening the gut's microbarrier is one of the cornerstones to reducing inflammation long-term. Also, consider taking my digestive tea daily. That will reduce inflammation and support your gut. Dairy and gluten are not usually inflammatory in healthy individuals unless you have an allergy, intolerance, or celiac disease. But they can be irritating when there's already existing inflammation. So some people may find it beneficial to cut dairy, gluten, or both for a few weeks while eating a diet rich in anti-inflammatory foods and low inflammatory ones. The reason we do this is because it gives the body time to calm down, after which you can slowly start to incorporate gluten back into your diet to see if it causes any irritation. And my personal belief is that dairy should not be part of the diet anymore. Also, additives, dyes, preservatives, and other ingredients regularly added to foods all have the potential to trigger or aggravate inflammation, in particular if you have a weaker gut barrier. So take a look at the ingredient list on products in your pantry and fridge. Are the ingredients listed ingredients that you might use if you were making the food by yourself at home? If yes, then this is likely a minimally processed food product and it's a good choice for you. But if not, opt for another brand or substitute when shopping next time. And finally, if you suspect you may have a hormonal imbalance, your doctor can perform a simple blood analysis to determine which hormones may be off and how to correct the imbalances. And again, you can get help from herbs here. They help balance hormones. You don't need to even know which ones are out of balance. There are many herbal supplements that just balance whatever hormone is not correct. And again, you can find them on my website under Women's Health and Men's Health. Chronic inflammation has become more prevalent over the years and is linked to a number of diseases. While inflammation is essential for wound healing, chronic inflammation can wreak havoc on healthy tissues. So it's very important to deal with it and take the necessary steps to take care of it as soon as possible. And as you saw from this show, is that there are ways to reduce your risk just by making lifestyle changes. Now, if you have any questions or if you're interested in working with me to improve any aspect of your health, please email me at contacttony@drtonycamacho.com, and that's Tony with an I, or visit my website at www.dsanddavidrsandrosetonywithanicamacho.com. And check out my wonderful herbal supplements to reduce inflammation. They're under the autoimmune section of my website. Thank you for joining me today, and I will see you next week.
Thank you for tuning into Multidimensional Health Show. For more information or to schedule a private consultation, go to www.drtonycamacho.com. Have a great week.
You're listening